There it is. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Shall we begin our worship with some singing? Would you stand and sing with us, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, and...
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Cheryl Broom, and I am blessed to be your senior pastor here at Helotes Hills United Methodist Church. If you are new to our community, there are these wonderfully lime-colored green cards called Connect Cards. If you're comfortable giving us some information about yourself, what your needs are. Also, if you're a member here and your information has changed, got a new cell phone, new address, new email, would you update us on that as well? And they're dual-purpose cards, James. Aren't we smart? Because on the back, we put our prayer request. If you have a prayer request or prayer need, just write it all down, put it in the offering plate as it comes by, and we will be holding you and your dear ones in our hearts in prayers. Today, you've got this wonderful bulletin that tells you what's going on in the life of the church. We are busy. Right, Kathy? We are so busy, and we are together today, Kathy and I, as co-worship leaders, and we're going to have a little bit different kinds of worship today that you'll get to hear from our praise team leaders and their faith journeys. So I hope you're as excited as I am and not nervous at all. No? Okay, good. I would like for you to join me in the greeting that's going to be printed above you on the screen. I'll do the ones in the littler writing, and I'm going to ask you to say what's in the bold. As we gather in the sacred moment for a sacred purpose, let us make the most of our time together.
We have come
to worship the Lord our God. As we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, let us make the most of our time of worship. Come to worship the Lord our God. As we respond to the melodies in our hearts, let us make the most of our time together.
We ask you to please stand in body or spirit as we welcome the light of Christ. Okay. As Pastor Cheryl stated, we have a little bit different format today. She asked me to ask my praise team members if any of them wanted to share their faith journey with you. So we have three of us that will be doing that today, so I'm excited. And here's my intro so you know what's going on. There are very few people that are proficient at doing more than one thing at a time. It's been proven that women are far better at multitasking, but in the movie City Slickers, maybe you've seen it, the actor Billy Crystal and a group of his executive city friends decide it's time to take an adventure vacation. The character Mitch, he's having problems at work, problems in his marriage, essentially a midlife crisis. Their adventure is a cattle drive out in the Wild West. And the guide for this adventure is an old cowhand named Curly. And if you've never seen it, we're going to watch that clip.
Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one thing.
That's great, but what's the one thing?
That's what you gotta figure out.
And that's exactly what we want to talk to you about today. Our one thing. And you probably didn't realize that Curly's words of wisdom to Mitch are taken directly from Scripture. Paul's words to the Philippians. I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal. And in the Gospel of John, the Jewish leaders were questioning the young man whom Jesus healed from blindness. He answered, I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I know, that I was blind, now I see. And in Mark's Gospel, Jesus encounters the rich young man and says to him, you lack one thing. Go, sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. When Jesus visited at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, Martha busied herself in the kitchen while Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Martha complained to Jesus, who told her, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Mary chose her one thing, to be with Jesus, to focus on Jesus. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I surely identify more with Martha in the story. I'm definitely a Martha. We all become so very busy with life that we forget where our true focus should be. And today, our challenge to you is to discover your one thing that helps you remain focused on the one thing, Jesus. And like as I said, I asked some of the members of the praise team to share a short testimonial today about their own path to discovery of their one thing. And first up will be our very own superstar, Christy Flores.
What an introduction. That's lovely. Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. I am Christy Flores, a 22-year member of this church. Richard and I have been blessed to be part of this congregation and the music ministry. It was really important to us to find a church where we could raise our boys. We wanted them to have faith, hope, and love in the Lord. We, like many of you, have our own daily struggles. I have personally been struggling, if you haven't noticed, healing from an injury in my back. I have a torn ligament in my back. And I've had it since November, so I pray daily for healing, and I seek and trust the Lord for all things. The scripture admonishes in 1 Chronicles 16:11, and then again in Psalms 105:4, to seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. This is found in the scripture, as I mentioned, not only once, but twice, which means it warranted repeating. You will find through our testimonies today that we have great faith. We walk by faith, and we seek God in all things. How do you seek the Lord? Do you find him in quiet moments of meditation? In maybe what appear to be coincidences? In the laughter of a child? In the beauty of nature? Or maybe sunrises or sunsets? Or perhaps like me, you find him in songs and beams of sunshine through clouds. When I have been searching for answers and guidance and healing and comfort. In Jeremiah 29:13, verses 13 and 14, the Lord says, "When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me." What an awesome God we have to give us his only son and let us, notice the scripture says, let us find him when we need him and even when we don't know that we need him. Our God is so great, he even tells us exactly what to do. He says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you." That's Matthew 6, verse 33. And then he goes on to say in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you." So for my musical testimony today, sit back, relax, close your eyes if you're so inclined, and take the lyrics to heart and seek God and his grace and peace in today and in every day.
Thank you.
I was raised in the church. But from the time I was a kid, I didn't believe any of this. I didn't necessarily disbelieve. It was just that God hadn't told me he existed. If and when he did, I'd believe. But until then, it was just something people told me. I'd take it with a grain of salt. I didn't believe, but I was raised in the church. I was raised by believers, so I knew all the stories. I knew the doctrine. I lived my life for me. I tried all kinds of things and held a lot of personal convictions, but things weren't really working out very well. One day, I came to the realization that a lot of the things that I learned growing up might work better. Jesus demonstrated things like humility and service. He emphasized the love of God and the love of each other, our neighbors. Maybe that kind of thing would work better for me. So one day I decided, I'm just going to say it's all true. All this stuff I learned and base my actions on that truth. Let's see how that works out. God didn't tell me, up here, Carl. I just made a decision. Let's try this. And you know what? It is true. Once I believed, let's just say this is true, over and over and over, the truth was demonstrated for me in my life until I just had to bow my head in the realization that God's here and he loves me and that he sent his son, my brother, to show us. And he had it written down and he gave it to us. Listen to these, two of my favorite Bible passages. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And also in red letters, Jesus speaking from Matthew 6, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, I'm here to tell you that this is true. These aren't nice words written in a book. You can trust this. It's here because it's true. There's truth in this stool. It's really here. I can base my actions on that. I can depend on it. I can put all my weight on it. There's truth in this book. I can put all my weight on it. I can stand on the promises. You know what? They've been supporting me for like 40 some odd years now. God's faithful. It all just works out better if you behave according to the truth rather than rail against it. It's my nature to rail against it unless I can see it for myself. My dad would tell me to do something and say, don't argue with me, just say yes, sir, and do it. Much as I hated it, his way was usually right because dad had more experience and knew better than I did. I could rail against it and do the opposite, but would end up with a bloody nose, which would make me even madder because dad was right again, and I was wrong again. When you act in opposition to the truth, things don't work out very well. It's just a fact of life, like gravity. But I'm going to say it again. This is truth. You can depend on it. God is faithful.
I think you can clap if you want to. I absolutely love hearing your witnesses and your music and song choices. We come before you now to pray as we prepare ourselves for Holy Communion a little bit later. I'll remind you about these prayer cards to fill those out. And also, when you came in, I hope you noticed the storyboard in the lobby area in the Welcome Center. Our prayer team ministry is being highlighted there for their card writing. So many of you ask what the prayer team does. Not only do we get together and pray for you, but we have a prayer writing team that sent out over 200 cards last year. And on that map, it'll highlight all the different places where your prayers went. So take some time there to see it. Now we're going to come together for a public confession that we might prepare our hearts and minds to receive Holy Communion today. I'll say some words, then I'll ask you to join me in the words that are on the screen. Let us pray. Christ, our Lord, invites to his table all who love him and who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
I'm back. Okay, I said I was going to get through this without crying, so we'll see. I'll give it a go. Like Carl, I've always been a believer. I was raised in the church and have missed maybe 5 Sundays of church in my life. And that's just the way it was when I was growing up. I was never taught it was okay to doubt anything that had to do with God, with Jesus, never. And that philosophy was working out pretty good for me when I was younger. But finding the faith to trust in God's plan and not my own plan was proving to be difficult as I got older. I've always been a planner, a take charge kind of person. If we've met, you know this. For example, the guy that I thought forever was the one, not God's plan. The career I thought that I wanted, nope, not God's plan. The place I thought that I would live forever, nope, not God's plan. The perfect child that would grow up to be just like me, not God's plan. Let's fast forward more years than I would care to think about to the birth of my beautiful daughter, Sophie. God had already given me an amazing husband, and he told me to input right here, the best husband in the world. That was edited when I practiced on him. And then he gave us the most beautiful little girl in the world. God is good. But then, when she was about 3, we received a diagnosis of autism. And then all of a sudden, where are you, God? The questions, the hurt in my heart, just a crushing sadness. My beautiful little girl's the future, all the plans that I had made. Now, completely unknown, future unknown. But now again, we fast forward 14 years, this time to today, and my beautiful young lady, she shows me every single time I look into her smiling face and hear her infectious laugh. If you've heard it, you know that God really is good. His plans are good. He knows exactly what we need. And somehow, he decided to choose me to be blessed by the most amazing little girl. Her love for me and her daddy are absolutely unconditional, even when we fail epically, and we do it a lot. But she shows me the model of how I should be towards Jesus every day of my life. Unconditional love. No matter what my plans, no matter which of my plans God has superseded, just like he's done for all of us, God again chose that tiny baby to help teach me a lesson that I needed to learn. Trust and unconditional love. Friends, we all have the power to make that choice in our lives, to put our focus and our faith on the one thing. And I challenge you as we sing our song, Faith, to search your hearts, to identify what strengthens your faith and what keeps your eyes on the one thing. Amen. Sorry.
Thank you. everything. I give my life for this, it's what I live for. Nothing will keep me from all that you have for me. You hold my head up high, I live for you. Greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world. Hey, I can move the mountains, I can do all things through Christ.
Please join me in prayer. Source of love and compassion, you fill us with a deep spiritual longing to touch the joy of your salvation. May the gifts we bring before you this day fulfill our vows of faithful service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Will the ushers please come forward to receive our offering. Now, please stand in body or spirit as we sing our song of praise and thanksgiving.
Please be seated. What a wonderful and beautiful day we've had, filled with song and testimony and faith and challenges. And now we are prepared to receive God's meal at the Lord's table. The words to the invitation will appear up on the screen. They may be a little bit different than you're accustomed to, so you'll read along with me as we say the great Thanksgiving. Gathered around the communion meal, we give thanks for food that truly satisfies. We give thanks through the singing of psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Gather around the Lord's table. We give thanks for the gift of eternal life. We give thanks through the melody in our hearts and the joy in our souls. Gathered around the heavenly banquet, we give thanks for the tunes of the ages, even Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. It is right and a good thing to give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and good and joyful always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and of earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. And when we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity and made covenant to be our sovereign God and King and spoke to us through the prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we join in their unending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach the good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, ate with sinners, and by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, the Lord took bread, and after he broke it, he blessed it and broke it, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he again took the cup. And after he gave thanks to you, he gave the cup to his disciples, and he said to them, "Drink from this cup, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out the power of your Holy Spirit upon each of us gathered here and upon these gifts of bread and wine, making them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other and one in ministry to the whole world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast together at his heavenly banquet. It is through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is given to you, Almighty God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now let us pray the prayer Jesus taught his disciples as we say in one voice the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we, as many as we are, become the one body of Christ when we break and share in the common loaf. And because there is truly one cup of salvation found in Christ Jesus, when we share in this cup, is it not a means in sharing in the blood of Christ? The body of Christ given for you and the blood of Christ shed for you. We'll be serving the table with two stations and a gluten-free station if you have a gluten-free need. At each station, we'll have bread to give you as the body of Christ, and we'll have the little cups that you can take and drink as the blood of Christ. You may come forward with the help of the ushers. There are two baskets here on the side because we always collect on Communion Sunday what we call an altar rail offering. This money if you choose to give, will go to the Native American Fund through the United Methodist Church. And every bit that you give will go to serve the Native American people in this, our state, through the United Methodist Church. So I invite you to give freely, to take freely, to consider what it is that you will do with your faith and your walk in Christ as you come to be fed at this table. Will you now, those who are serving, please come forward that we might prepare for you. Let us go before God in prayer. The prayer words will come up for our prayer after receiving. Will you join me? Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And before we do our mission statement, we'll have a moment of mission today by Karen Baldwin. Karen, if you'll come forward. I think she's going to tell us about the shoe tree. Say that fast three times. The shoe tree. And our opportunity to help put some new shoes on some kids' feet.
Hello, I'm Karen Baldwin. I'm wanting to let you know that the Thornton and Wonky Elementary School shoe drive is commencing today. The school counselors have expressed a need for shoes and socks for our backpack students. In the narthex, we have a shoe tree with gender and shoe size on a cardstock shoe. Please take a student's shoe off the tree. Take a picture of the shoe to take with you shopping. Please sign out your shoe on the appropriate number to include your name and phone number. After shopping, please place the shoes, socks, and a gift receipt in a gift bag and tie the cardstock shoe to the handle of the bag. The gift receipt is important in case the parents need to return the shoes if a size has changed. The shoe gift bags are due back by Sunday, April the 21st. Thank you for your continued support of our elementary school students. They really do appreciate our help. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Karen. How many pairs of shoes are needed? 49? A lot. Yeah, they grow so fast. And this time of year, many of them outgrown their shoes, and they can't afford any new pairs. This is wonderful work we do at Wonky and Thornton Elementaries, and that is really the name of the school, Wonky. Mr. Wonky. I laugh every time I say it, Chris. I just can't help it. It's a fun name. Anyway, if you'll do that, that would be perfect, because we are called into discipleship. We are called to be Christ's hands and feet in this world, and we do that through our mission, the mission statement that we say we believe we're going to be called to do. So will you say it with me, with real passion, like you really mean it, okay? The mission of Lotus Hills United Methodist Church is to grow and nurture disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of our community and the world. It's a big job, but I think you can do it. We were challenged today through the witnesses of Kathy and her praise team. Thank you so much for sharing your faith. Each one of you have given us a powerful story, and each one of you have a powerful story of what brought you here. And so many people need to hear your story. It could be your grandchild. It could be your children. It could be a neighbor. Someone needs to hear your faith story of what brings you to find Jesus Christ in the church, what gives you faith and hope and love and grace. So I hope when you leave today, you'll share your story with at least one person. Will you do it? That was kind of lukewarm. Can I get an amen if you'll do it?
Amen.
Amen. Go forth in the power of this blessing. May our Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, renew you and keep you and bless you as you go forth from this place, that you might share the love of Christ abroad to all you meet. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.